independent, clever, smart, honest, and did I mention, hardworking. And yes, Max is very, very generous. Max has worked very hard for his very comfortable lifestyle. But Max will be the first to remind you that he knows that all of it comes from God. And it's not that he hasn't experienced hardship in his own life or hardship in the lives of his immediate family members. And still, he continues to put his faith and his trust in God, no matter how hard the storms, because he knows God is the one who is always with him. He is his great good shepherd. He is the one who will never leave him, never forsake him. Max will be the first to testify to these promises from God's own word. Quote, every good gift and every perfect gift, it is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. James 1, verse 17, or Deuteronomy verse chapter 8, verse 18. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he. It is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so he confirms his covenant. It's all from God, and it all belongs to God. Psalm 24, 1, we heard earlier in the reading of the lessons, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. Dave Ramsey, founder of the Financial Peace University, has a good thought on this. Ramsey writes, when many church members hear the word stewardship, one idea pops into their minds, capital campaign funds. They think about building projects, and they think about fundraisers, and it's understandable. They can't help it. That's how stewardship has been defined in churches for many, many years. It's just kind of become part of our Christian culture. But stewardship and being a steward really isn't a Christian idea at all. It's actually an old English concept drawn from the days of castles and realms and the people who ran them. In those days, maybe think of the movie Braveheart, people lived in realms, and a realm was an area approximately the size of maybe three counties. In the middle of the realm, of course, was the castle, where the lord of the realm lived. Now, the lord owned everything in his realm. He owned all of the lands. He owned all of the farms. He owned all of the buildings. He owned, controlled all of the commerce. Everything was under his control, under his authority. It was all his. Of course, the Lord's castle, it was the nicest home in the whole realm, but there was another house nearby that was pretty nice as well. And that's where the Lord's steward lived. The steward himself did not own anything, but he took care of the Lord's property. He was the Lord's steward. He took care of everything that belonged to the Lord. He managed for the crop rotations and the harvest. He managed the whole labor force. He managed the cattle and the horses and the carts that were all his. He managed all of the skilled trades. He managed the taxes, the banking, the commerce, and any of the Lord's other interests. That's what stewardship was all about. Asset management. So, in the early 1600s, when the translators of the King James Version of the Bible wanted a word that would describe how God wants believers to handle money, well, the concept of stewards and stewardship was just the natural place for them to go. On the one hand, God is the Lord, and the realm is all creation. Psalm 24, 1, the earth is the Lord's and all the fullness thereof. Yes, he owns it all. On the other hand, we are responsible to manage all of his stuff, that he entrusts into our care and to manage all of his stuff for his glory. So that makes us stewards. That makes us managers of God's resources. As believers, we can't disconnect the ideas of ownership and stewardship. When we understand our responsibility as asset managers, then we can gratefully receive what God passes into our care, and then we can enjoy it as he has entrusted it to us. But if we start thinking of ourselves as the owners of all the stuff, oh, then it becomes much harder for us to open our hands and to open our hearts, to open our lives, to use his money and all of the gifts that he's given to us, all that he desires for us to receive. It becomes hard for us to use it all for his purpose. And when we get confused about this, we start just living selfishly. If we're going to reclaim the biblical definition of stewardship in Christ's church, then we've got to make sure that we understand the facts. And the facts are pretty simple. God's ownership. He owns it all. And our stewardship. He entrusts it into our care that we might use it for his glory. We've got to help one another, Christians, to embrace really a paradigm shift that is countercultural, that changes our thinking across the board in every single area of our life. We've got to help one another to get beyond our stinking thinking that we're somehow the owners. Instead, we are called to be the living managers of the Lord's assets. Psalm 24, 1 and following, in Psalm 33 and Proverbs 3, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. Therefore, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruit of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. Amen. We stand to sing the hymn of the day.